listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Mutton with you. The opposition leader has slammed the government's economic response as Limestone Coast mortgage holders wait for another possible rate hike today. Economists are tipping the cash rate will increase 25 basis points when the RBA meets. Peter Dutton has this morning told his party room families across the country are being forgotten.
In the last 8 months, is that every economic decision they have taken has contributed to an upward pressure on interest rates. So it means people will always pay more for their mortgages under Labor. Yep.
Yeah. Meantime, the PM also addressed his party room this morning, celebrating the introduction of cheaper medicines and 10 days domestic violence paid leave this year. Mount Gambier has claimed a podium position in the latest report from the Real Estate Institute of South Australia, one of three areas with the most homes sold in quarter four of 2022. Buyers are spending an average $350,000 on a home in a regional part of the state. Do better. That's what experts are telling Big Tech this Safe Internet Day. The eSafety Commissioner's Youth Council has written an open letter to tech giants, urging them to prevent their platforms from becoming a haven for trolls, haters and predators. Harrison Oates is a council member. He wants companies to step up.
No young person deserves to be the subject of harm or abuse. But what is currently being done to protect young people is just not enough. And the eSafety Youth Council supports greater measures from online platforms because we ultimately are the ones that are paying for the inaction.
And the Bellum Hotel is back on the market. Brian Morris Hotel Group blaming staffing issues for the closure. Taking a look at where local cricket stands after the weekend's games in the Barber Shield, Mill Lell set the impressive target of 204 runs for South, while East Gambier need just 98 to level North. And Penola need to make at least 132 if they want to take out West.